My name is Rivka Ravitz from Israel, Telstone, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Tzadik Aleph, 91, Pasuk Yud Bet, 12. And this is also Leilui Nishmat, Rachel Imenu, our mother that always was giving for the others. She was the biggest Vatranit I knew. The Rabbanim of Eretz Israel told us to say Perek Tzadik Aleph and Tehillim twice a day. And the pasuk that caught my eyes from this perek is Al Kapayim Yisa'uncha Pentigof Ba'Even Raglecha. When you have hard times, so Hashem carries you on His hands. And this reminded me the story about the one that was dreaming. He was walking on the seashore, and he saw the shade of his life on the seashore. And he saw moments of happiness and moments of pain and suffering. And then he sees that someone was walking together with him. He saw footprints, two sets of footprints alongside to his. Who was that? He thought to himself. And then he heard a divine voice above him. My son, here I was. Here I walked. These are my footprints, wallowing next to you through the path of your life. But he said, look, seashore, look, waves, please watch this. Between thistle and the rocky ground, there's only one pair of footprints. Here, just one by himself came along the way, crying alone, no hand supporting him. Oh, my father, why were you so far? Why were you like a stranger? Where were you? Where were your footprints in the cruel wilderness? Is this what should a father do to his beloved son? So he asked, facing the seashore and the waves. And his father answered him. My son, he said, his voice breaking. When the sands burned from the heat of the desert, that was me. Heaven is my witness, to bend down and to carry you on my hands. And this is Pasuk Yud Bet 12 and Perek Tzadik Alif 91. Al Kapayim Yisa'uncha Ben Tikof Ba'Even Raglecha. When hard times come, so we see Hashem takes us on His hands. He carries us by His hands, even if it seems to us that we are alone and that there's only one set of footprints, and we think, why did Hashem leave us? Why are we walking alone this hard days? No, that's not true. You see just one set of footprints because we are on His shoulders. He carries us on His hands, and He knows what's good for us. May our tefillas and learning be a schus for the neshamas of those who perished, for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Israel, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines, and also to the schus of the neshama of Rachel Imenu. This is her yahrzeit today.